Meanwhile, back at the station.
I'm looking at this. This is quite something. Out of 50 people surveyed, only one said that they declined sex from their spouse because of a headache. The predominance of response, all 50, by the way, nobody had sex of the 50 couples.
Pardon me?
Surveyed.
Do the survey again. What are you saying now?
Of the 50 couples surveyed.
Yeah.
Why did you not have sex with your spouse?
Yeah, laziness.
I think that's right. I'm kind of, honey, I'm kind of tired.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, do I have to make that face tonight? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. God. Yeah. Oh boy, I love this.
Boy. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Boy. Oh, yeah, you're hot. You're really good.
Oh, honey, why not?
No, you don't ask why not.
I'm just kind of tired.
You don't ever say
you have
why.
A headache?
Yeah, I got one of those too. Yeah. Tomorrow?
Nah, sure. It'll be tomorrow.
Can I get back to you?
No.
No, honey, I'd like to, but excuse me. It's not the first date.
Yeah.
Anyway, only one out of 50 said, no, I have a headache.
I've been turned down for a headache.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Gruntner.
Yeah? Said he had a headache?
Oh, yeah.
And you gave it to him, right?
I'm just adding them up, Bubba.
And then he turns you down on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What are these people holding for? Let's talk to some of our friends, kids. What do you say?
Uh-huh.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
Oh, Robin, I'm wonderful. Are you wonderful?
Well, ask around.
Ask around, baby. You'll find out how I am. Here's a joke I understand.
What is 1 mile long, green, has an IQ of 60, and an asshole on either end? The St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Gee, says that's super.
Yeah, bro, I loved it.
Come on, let's dance.
Okay.
Soda pop, pop.
Yeah, pop.
Soda pop, pop.
Cool, pop.
Soda pop, pop.
Crazy, daddy.
Soda pop, pop. Pop.
Go, pop.
Hey!
Strawberry, raspberry, lemon, lime. Pop some big sodas all of the time. Rock and roll, roll your time. Say hello.
Meaning, tell me something. Did Tommy Sands have his jaw wired shut when he was singing that record? I'm going to the phone because these guys have been patient, and I know that it would have been perfect to go into a commercial, but Scott?
Taylor. Hi.
Yeah.
Is this Robin?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you, sir.
Anyway, yesterday I was listening to your station. I love your guys' show.
Okay. Our guys' show is... aces.
Oh, it's wicked, though. It's wicked. You know, I loved your thing about masturbation yesterday.
I don't talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Anyway, you guys commented on the show is not going to be shown for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
All right.
Yeah.
And that really doesn't surprise me. Mm. You guys said he was sick or something.
Your guys have said he was sick.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't say he was sick.
Guys have said that he was sick?
Which guys said he was sick? Anyway, I went to a Neil Young show with the Pretenders over at the Gorge a couple of years ago. And the Pretenders played first, and Chrissy Hynde, she got out there, and she says, well, I'm going to bend down. She says, I worship the stage that this man plays on, and she bent down and kissed the stage.
Right. Oh, not in front of Neil.
Well, then Neil walked up and said,
this is a fine idea.
Did this song to Neil Young, and she played the needle and the damage, and he didn't play it the whole night.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a
what does that have to do with Jack?
Well, you know
that's kind of what I'm wondering.
Let me tell you something, pal. That was a good report, and it's exactly because of reports like that that we call this the home of the...
Happy sound.
Thank you very much, Scott. That was a lovely thing that you've done. No one knows what it was. Hello there, Randy.
I was wondering how much crap you took for mentioning that Margaret was the one that was flashing the beef shot at the Studio 54.
Well, everyone pretty much let that go until you brought it up again, but thank you for nothing.
Yeah, well, he corroborated it, right?
He did.
He said he saw it.
He saw it. He saw 100% bovine.
He thought it was some kind of cattle drive coming in.
Joe.
Yo.
Go.
Hey, St. Patty's Day joke. Is Three it Irishmen Phil? Wait. Boat marooned off their ship in the middle of the ocean.
I don't know about this guy.
No, it's no cussing. I promised the lady on the phone. She sounded nice. I want to make sure
she
I do
did?
Right.
What's going on? All right, three Irish guys in a boat and they're stranded.
They're out there in the middle of the ocean, down on their luck. They see this lamp, and it's another genie lamp one, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate that.
They find a genie lamp. They grab it. And the guy says, you know, I heard you rub these things. The genie comes out. Genie tells him, I'll give you one wish. So the one guy pipes right up. He says, I wish the entire ocean was beer. And lo and behold, the entire ocean became one great-tasting bowl of beer. And the genie disappears. And the other guy looks at him and says, you idiot. Now we're going to have to pee in the boat.
Huh. Bummer.
Gracias.
In radio, complete silence usually indicates something technically wrong at the studio. In radio.
Shut up.
Hello.
This is a Quest telephone operator. I have a collect call from Baby Binky Boy. Go ahead.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Roy.
Oh, my little man. Oh, Mommy misses her baby.
Hi, Roy.
Did anybody guess where I am yet?
No, they didn't.
Can you guess where I am?
Can you give me a clue?
Guess where I am.
Well, wait a minute. Give us a clue here.
You're demanding little...
Today's clue is kind of like a... A little bit could be like a schlong.
Really?
What?
No kidding.
Kinda.
No. And be more specific than kinda looks like a schlong.
Kinda like a schlong, maybe.
It doesn't look like a schlong at all.
I don't know what one looks like. You doing okay, Roy? Where are you?
I have to go.
Okay. Thanks. See you then. Thanks, Benny.
I have to go.
Goodbye. Oh, goodbye. Okay. Mike, do you listen?
Yes. Oh, hello. Yeah.
You're in the Air Force, aren't you, Mike?
I am on delayed entry. I'm enlisted, but I haven't gone yet.
We don't need any of that filthy delayed entry language around here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll watch my mouth.
That's all I hear about is delayed entry. Never really, never quite get to it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to give you the opportunity to win $102.50 if you can tell me.
Where in the world is Roy Otis?
Where is he?
My guess is Venice, Italy.
Venice, Italy.
Oh, because it hangs down the boot part like a dinker?
Like a schlong.
Is Roy Otis in Venice, Italy?
No.
Uh-uh. I believe that's a boot. And if you are confusing with the shape of a boot with what you have, I'd visit the barracks dock.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free.
God, you scare me.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Now we're going to have to pee in the boat.
Whew, okay.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.